A case heading to the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday will debate whether creative businesses can refuse to provide services to same-sex couples on the basis of one's religious beliefs. The case originated in a Colorado bakery more than 5 years ago, and First Amendment experts say the future of anti-discrimination laws in the U.S. may well rest on the court's decision. KUNC's Matt Bloom brings us back up to speed on the pivotal case.
In 2012, Charlie Craig and Dave Mullins were about to get married. During their planning, the couple walked into Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, but the owner, Jack Phillips, denied them a cake, saying he doesn't do cakes for same-sex weddings. Mullins told Denver's KMGH-TV that the refusal shocked him.
It was just a hard moment. We'd never experienced that treatment before at a business.
The couple filed suit, and the Colorado Court of Appeals found that in refusing to make a cake, the baker, Jack Phillips, violated the state's anti-discrimination law. He said the decision is protected by the First Amendment. Here he is at a community rally in early November.
And that's why it's been shocking for me that the government would try to take away my freedoms and force me to create something that went against my faith.
Now, Phillips is arguing that his freedom of expression, which is protected under the First Amendment, supersedes Colorado's anti-discrimination law, and that he should be able to legally refuse to bake a cake for a same-sex couple's wedding. We invited two First Amendment experts to share what they think is going to be argued before the court. Ela Shapiro is a senior fellow at the Washington, D.C.-based Cato Institute. He's written a brief supporting the right of Jack Phillips to refuse service to the couple. Why has it been so difficult for the courts to determine whether or not the baker's refusal is or is not protected under the First Amendment?
Because you have competing claims. You have the argument that an anti-discrimination law is an important government goal. But on the other hand, we generally don't force people to do things against their will unless there's a very important reason and there's no other way to accomplish it. So there's this conflict between state anti-discrimination laws and the First Amendment.
Is there precedent to support your argument in favor of the baker?
Cato's focus has always been on the freedom of speech aspect of this case, but we do have strong protections against being forced to carry a particular message or expression. And so our brief talks about how this fits in the line of cases like most famously the New Hampshire Live Free or Die license plate case, where the Supreme Court ruled that a state can't force someone to carry its state motto, for example.
What do you think the outcome of the case is going to be?
It'll come down to Justice Kennedy, probably, the man in the middle. And it's interesting that he has made his career. He's most famous for being very strong defender of the freedom of speech in all of its forms. But also, he's authored all of the major gay rights cases that the Supreme Court has ruled upon in the last few decades. Now, Cato, of course, is very similar in that. We're very pro-free speech. We're also pro-gay rights. But because this is a private establishment, not the government acting, we should, I think, respect its freedom of speech, freedom of association. If Kennedy follows that line, then he will vindicate the baker here.
Craig Conneth also believes the decision will be 5-4, with Justice Kennedy being the swing vote. Conneth is an associate professor of law at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He says the refusal to make a cake was discriminatory against the couple and should not be protected under the First Amendment.
I mean, it's quite clear that there is discrimination in this case. And I don't really think that either side is seriously disputing that there is discrimination. The question is whether there exists some separate right, so whether there's a First Amendment right or something else that excuses the discrimination. And I think that is that's the question that the court really has to grapple with in this case.
What precedent is there that supports the couple in this case?
More recently, with respect to LGBT individuals, there have been cases where groups have claimed that they have the right to discriminate based on sexuality because of their First Amendment rights. One involved a parade. Another example involved a private organization, namely the Boy Scouts, who wanted to discriminate based on sexuality. And again, the court said, look, you're a private organization. Private organizations have a right to limit their membership. But when it comes to public accommodations, like the one we're talking about in this case, there is no precedent.
So from your perspective, why has it been so difficult for the courts to determine whether or not this baker's actions were protected under the First Amendment?
It's an extremely important case because at the end of the day, the validity of anti-discrimination law will ultimately turn on what the court decides, because it'll be very hard if the court says, you know, look, a baker has a right to discriminate. it'll be hard to just draw the line at bakers. There's a chance it'll be extended to lawyers, to doctors, whoever else. And it'll be very hard to draw the line at LGBT individuals, right? There's a chance it'll extend to discrimination based on sex, on race, and on other characteristics.
That's Craig Conniff, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Colorado. We also heard from Ela Shapiro, Senior Fellow at the Cato Institute. The case, Masterpiece Cake Shop v. the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, will be heard by the justices on Tuesday. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.